Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, it's all right. Come on in. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. Pairs very well, by the way, watching the Royals or the Chiefs coming up. Daniel?
Yes.
I'm in here alone. It doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
Usually around day five, I'm very difficult to be around. I would like to apologize for yelling at you earlier this week.
Aw.
And making Sam crazy. And I would
no
like
worries.
To give you the honorary
Thank you.
Grievance of the day.
Did you just say no worries on my behalf?
No, on my behalf.
Oh.
He walked in. Can I tell people what I did?
Sure, if you want to.
I took the sugar out. I wanted coffee, and I just took the sugar, and I brought it in here. And about 2 minutes before the show started, Dan walked in, and he goes, "Hey, have you seen the sugar?" And I looked around. I go, yeah, it's right here. And I hand it to him, and I'm doing this. I'm doing getting ready for the show. And he goes, "You know, you already had sugar in here." And I go, "Dan, get out! Get out!"
Well, we've got a coffee mess out in the newsroom, and that's where the sugar stays.
You know, I am in here alone, and if one more person asks me for one more thing, I'm going to fling myself out a window. And Dan just smiled and turned around and walked out because he knows that when Dana, like, I don't do it very often, but when Dana, like, goes a little crazy, it's best to just leave Dana alone.
Yeah, smart man, Dan. Exactly. Smart man.
Hugged him later, I believe, and now everything is fine. And if I'm your grievance, I understand it. Go ahead.
No, I don't have a grievance this week. I'm just glad it's Friday. I mean, I could grieve about the TV and the computer in here. No, I'm not.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
You do know we're finally getting water. We're finally getting water. Do you know this?
That is a gratitude.
Well,
Dan, we're getting water.
What did Reagan say? Trust but verify.
I just went down to the restroom.
Yeah.
There is a water, an actual water
fountain.
No. It's a dispenser. It's the
right.
Fancy one that you put your thing underneath.
Where?
Right down the hall next to the restrooms.
Not in our area.
And I said, "Is that water?" And he goes, "Yeah, we now have water."
Well, Dan, it wouldn't make any sense to put it on the side. Never mind.
Yeah.
Happy Festivus Friday.
Happy Festivus. We have all grieved. It has been a long week, and we have water. And if you're thinking, God, wow, the bar has been set and it's low, that they're happy to have water, you know, it's a big deal for us because we've been drinking out of the sink.
Yeah. And the faucet doesn't work very well at all.
All right. Come on in. We've got one line open if you want it. 913-586-7798. Yeah. I want to be in radio. Come on. Festivus Friday. Again, brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today, Q39KC.com. First in, first up. I knew this was coming. Shane, who apparently doesn't have access to a computer or a phone, you are up first. Go ahead.
How are you guys this afternoon?
I'm good. Welcome on in.
I actually have a grievance and a gratitude. I'll start with a gratitude because I was able to take my son and my wife to Topeka, your hometown,
yes,
to see Kansas last night. And it was amazing. And my son, who's actually getting into music theory, was really able to appreciate how complex their music is. So
Kansas. Kansas, like Dust in the Wind. I was thinking KU. Kansas, Dust in the Wind, Kansas.
No. Yeah, their 50th anniversary tour.
Awesome.
Yes, and they're playing tonight, too, if anybody wants to catch a late show.
Sweet.
I also am a user of the ellipsis because I think I'm funny and I just bypass an obvious punchline.
Good.
And I think it makes it funnier that way.
I do too.
Anyway, so here's my grievance, and you knew it was coming. I am very superstitious when it comes to my ball games.
Yep.
And I record so I can bypass all the commercials and stuff like that. And
very smart way to watch the game
as well.
Yep.
What's that?
I was just saying that's a very smart way to watch the game.
Yes. And take this as a compliment because I need my Dana and Parks time.
Aww.
But if you're going to give us updates, I can't listen to you.
Okay, Shane, what if, and I'm not challenging, I'm only clarifying, what if the update is just the sound of a fart or the sound of a ding, ding, ding?
If it's giving me an indication of the score, I'll give you an example.
Yep.
I told my mom I would always coach, and on Sundays in the fall, Chiefs games. And so I told every parent, don't update, I'm recording the game, blah, blah, blah. Walked into my mom, she's like, oh, the Chiefs won. I'm like, oh. So I told her, don't ever say anything. She goes, okay. I walked in one day, and before I even got in the door, mom, don't say anything about the game, I'm recording it. She goes, well, don't even bother.
Okay, just in saying that, I get it.
Okay, thank you.
So, Shane, I'm going to tell
you. You guys have a wonderful.
You do too.
Go ahead.
You do too. I'm going to tell you because, you know, there's going to be a game on Monday. I will not give out the score.
We'll be off the air by then.
I will not do play-by-play. I will not do pregame because you don't want me doing that anyway. And you are right. You don't have to worry about it. Because it's just barely going to miss our show. Let's go to Matthew downtown. Matthew, hi, welcome on in.
Hey, so y'all were just talking about how you could misconstrue a text message, and there's a billboard for a university on the highway that says college, like you'll change the world. But it sounds like it's saying college, like you're really going to change the world. I mean...
Wait. Say it again. It says college. Like you're...
you'll change. They're using college as a verb.
Like, got it.
Do college like you're going to change the world. But the way what it says is just college like you'll change the world.
That is hilarious, Matthew. You know what? This is why when you come up with a slogan, you should run it by a whole bunch of people before you put it on a billboard.
Yep.
I love
it. Y'all have
it made
day.
Me laugh, and it's a great, great grievance.
From the text line, my grievance, I'm working on my classic car, and I realized that if I wanted to get to the gas tank, big thing on old classic cars that you're working on, I have to remove the engine and the transmission.
Oh.
You know what? People understand how frustrating it is.
Doesn't have a gas tank? An electric vehicle?
That's true.
Let's go to Mike in my favorite city of Lawrence. Mike, hello.
Hey, hi, everyone. Hey, I wish Scott was there, too, because I think I know how you all feel about pets and animal welfare and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really into that. And I've even given a few dollars to Casey Pet Project a while ago with seemingly no problem. So this is going to sound bad at first, but my grievance, I've been thinking about this for years, is with the ASPCA.
Yeah.
It's only because there was two times over the span of maybe not even a few months. I gave them a few dollars. It was $20 or $25. And they wouldn't stop sending me things in the mail. First, it started out as a keychain or some other kind of trinket or a bunch more advertisements, which I don't need because I'm aware of them. And I kept calling them to say, take me off your list. I don't want anything back.
It's the opposite of you not being a supporter. And I love that you're pointing this out. Yeah. It's the opposite. Yeah. You are a supporter, so you don't need the constant reminder, and you would rather them spend the money on the animals.
Yeah, but there's one big thing. Even though I called them twice already, you should have seen what I got in the mail one day. I couldn't believe it. It had to be, I'm just estimating, a 4x4 square foot of this thick, fuzzy, luxurious blanket. It had to be expensive with this huge mural of a dog and a cat on it. It was amazing looking. And I thought the few dollars I gave him had to easily be burned sending me this luxurious blanket. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. I felt so bad. But I gave it to my local animal shelter.
Good.
In Lawrence, the one on East 19th
Street. Because they need blankets and they need stuff for the animals, which comes full circle, Mike. That's a very interesting grievance, and I'm glad you brought that up. Because I think a lot of people would agree. And you'll see even on the commercials, like on CNN, they're wanting you to give to charity. And if you donate now, we'll send you ... a t-shirt. I don't want the t-shirt.
You mean to tell me that organizations that collect money for good causes maybe spend the money in ways that
could be better.
Don't actually benefit the cause?
Could be better.
I mean,
913-586-7798. We have one line open if you want it. We will continue the airing of the grievances straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. Are you dropping some Billy Ray Cyrus on me on a Friday?
Heck yeah. Getting in that party mood. It's time for the weekend.
Oh, mommy, on our own.
That's right. Don't go breaking my heart.
God, I'm going to have that song in my head all day.
A couple of lines open. Festivus Friday. Get your grievances in. 913-586-7798. Your grievance can be the fact that I played this song.
That's it.
I don't care.
Pam in North Kansas City. Go ahead, Pam. Hi.
Hey, Dana. Hey, Sam. How are you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Well, I have got a good grievance. My daughter is having to go to a well-known hospital out of state next month for some major heart surgery. All right. I made an attempt to make a reservation at a hotel up there. When I did this, after they confirmed my reservation, they told me that if I needed to leave early, they would not refund any of my money.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then they had the nerve to charge me an $18 service fee.
Oh, man. Pam, I am sorry. You need a travel agent. I am sorry. Let's go to John in... Oh, who's been waiting longest? Let's go to Megan first in Independence. John, we'll come to you next. Megan, go ahead.
Hi. My grievance is, so I'm in Independence. I was just on Nolan Road.
Yeah.
The car in front of me, you know, we have all these safety features on our cars in 2024 and all these things to help us. But for some reason, with all the safety features we're provided, we still don't buckle our kids in the car. And I'm not talking about, like, the car seats buckled wrong. I'm talking about, like, an 8, maybe 10-year-old kid that had no seatbelt on, was standing up in his mom's car. I could visibly, like, see him moving around.
Like it was 1979, and the way we used to do before we knew better. Our parents are smoking, flicking the ashes on us in the back seat. Let's go to John in Topeka. Welcome on in, John. Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus to you too, Dana. My Festivus complaint is there's too many messaging apps. You know, the wife says, I sent you a message. I'm like, no, you didn't. So I look at my text messages, not there. She goes, oh, I sent on a Messenger. I sent on Snapchat. I'm like, I don't check those ever. I'm not technologically advanced. I just found out I'm a .. boomer.
You're welcome. You're welcome, John.
I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I even looked it up. And the last time I did it, I texted a picture of a map because my wife was up getting training for a manager position up in Kansas City, and I was up there too. So I texted her a picture of me right there close to her on Interstate. I said, so close, yet so far away, .. Dreamy of your kisses.
John, go ahead.
Yeah, then a heart.
I love the grievance. This came up at brunch with my daughter today. She said, and she is young. Yeah. She said to me, it drives me crazy. One of her siblings only DMs her on Snapchat.
Yeah.
She's like, why not just send me a text?
Well, Snapchat is the new, this is the eldest daughter?
Yes. No, so, yeah, the eldest daughter is complaining about the youngest brother.
Right.
She goes, he only messages me on Snapchat. And she goes, I just don't always check that.
That is a divide of about 5 years. And
right.
That divide is so hard and fast that she's not going to get him to change. And if she wants to communicate with him, she's going to have to get over it.
Get with the program.
Just get over it.
Boomer.
And accept the fact that this is what it is.
Boomer. Let's go to Kathy in Raytown. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
I have a grievance. My best friend and I love to go yard sailing.
Huh?
You know, estate sales, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Why do people not remove their signs when the sale is over? It's maddening because they don't put a date. So you're driving around. Oh, there's a sign. So we turn down, look for it. Where the hell is it? I mean, heck is the sale? Sorry.
It's all right. Kathy, yeah. I wonder, and you can check on this, I don't think it's probably top of mind for law enforcement officers, but I do think there are some cities that have ordinances about this. Same with political signs. You can't just keep those up in perpetuity after an election.
I believe that if you put up a sign for your yard sale, it is littering if you do not return and take it down.
913-586-7798.
We have one line open.
One line open. You are listening to Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today. Q39KC.com.
And when you get a chance, go to KMBZ.com. The Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament is back. Dana's going to be there. Scott's going to be there. I'll be there. We're going to drag Dan there. It's coming up on October 19th at Serve at 91st and Metcalf from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We are allowing 100 teams to sign up. It's going to be a bracket-style tournament run by the Midwest Cornhole League. The teams are teams of two. It's $50 a team, so the spots are filling up fast. Go and sign up now at KMBZ.com. We also are offering spectator passes for $10. Those can be bought online or at the door. It's October 19th. Sign up now at KMBZ.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. Oh, are we glad it's Friday?
From the text line, it's October, and I already switched over my wardrobe to my cold weather clothing.
I know
it. And now it's 90 degrees? What the heck?
It's supposed to be sweater weather. I got all of my sweaters out. I haven't gotten to wear any of them.
You got your mature sweaters out and ready to rock?
I do, Sam. I'm going to rock the mature woman sweater,
right,
if you must know.
Is it cut for the mature woman?
Yes, it is cut for the mature woman. You know what I did today? I had to buy a ball gown for this gala this weekend.
Yeah?
And Dana is a lot of things. Tall is not one of them.
Right.
It's a floor length gown, Sam. You would have laughed out loud.
The floor of the basement or floor of the floor you're standing
on? I found my seamstress that I love so much on State Line. I walked in and begged her. I said, I have to have you lob this off. I am so short. I could make curtains out of the fabric she cut from this dress. That is how short I am.
See, why don't they make clothing for oddly sized people?
Are you calling me oddly sized?
Did you literally just call me oddly sized? I have to buy custom pants.
You did not just say I'm oddly sized. I'm fun sized.
I have to buy custom pants.
I'm fun sized.
I'm mammoth sized.
Go to Kim in Kansas City. Kim, hello.
Good. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
So my grievance is we've had a really crummy day at work today, and you get home and all you want, and you'll appreciate this, is a nice, good red glass of wine.
Yes.
Right? I go and I'm using the little the little electric thing that uncorks the bottle.
The rabbit.
And yes. And it dies on me.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. So I go and I'm looking for another opener. I cannot find it to save my life. So I'm sitting here with a great bottle of wine, and I can't get into it.
Okay.
And all I want is a red glass of wine. So you know what I did?
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk you down from this if you want help. Do you own a saber? Do you have a saber?
No, but I do have a pair of scissors that work beautifully.
You know what? I'm proud of your ingenuity and your engineering, Kim, because I after a long week, and I think that if memory serves, I used to have one of those electronic rabbits. If memory serves, it's an odd battery type, and or you have to plug that thing into the wall. So if it's dead, it's dead.
So I have one of those where it's like the pump kind, where it's a needle that goes down into the cork, and then you pump the pressure into the bottle until the cork comes out. Those things scare me to death.
I would be knocking on neighbors' doors. I'm telling you, I would be like, look, this is an emergency. I need a corkscrew.
I'm not going to suggest any of the ways that I've gotten a bottle open without a corkscrew in the
past. It's a saber. You need a saber.
Very
like
dangerous.
At JJ's. Whoom! Off it goes. Let's go to Grace.
Are you saying saber?
Saber. Let's do a warning. Do not try that at home with anyone near you. Let's go to Grace in Liberty. Hey, Grace.
Hi, Dana. I love you. Love the show.
Aw, thank you. Love you back.
My my grievance is also a gratitude. I could not be more excited for our boys in blue.
Yeah.
I am, like, out of my skin, pumped. Love it. I've loved these boys since 85. But these ticket prices are killing me. Killing me. If I had that kind of money, I would buy, I don't know, say like a house that's for sale in Leawood. Maybe. I don't know.
Hey, Grace, it's funny you bring that up because the prices just keep dropping, not with the tickets, with the houses. How bad are the resale market tickets for the Royals game? Just lay it on me.
So StubHub, I checked out this morning, went anywhere from $250 up to $4,300 if you want to sit behind home plate.
Oh, oy. That
and standing room only, $185 last time. For standing room, you're kidding me.
That's too high.
By the way, they haven't even released what time the game is going to be played yet. And who are we? Grace, they have dropped. You can get one ticket now for $172. If you want to go by yourself and sit in the stratosphere, it's going to be $172.
Sam, is it Wednesday, October 9th? Because I think they just dropped the times.
It is Wednesday, October 9th.
I got you. New York Yankees at Kansas City for Game 3 is 7:08 p.m. Eastern. It will air on TBS, and I don't know what 7 o'clock Eastern time
is. So 6:08 p.m. here. Thursday is going to be 7:08 p.m. here.
Okay.
And then Game 5, should we need it, is going to be back at Yankee Stadium in New York at 7:08 p.m.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go. I'm so excited. Let's go.
Let's see. How much could you spend on a Royals ticket if you wanted to? $750. And that's not even the
Diamond I'm watching it at home. Let's go to Carter in Belton. Hi, Carter.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to, first thing is, I've been listening to you guys since the show first started, and thank you so much for hosting.
Thank you.
My grievance is you guys have ruined the word Topeka. I don't know what voice clip it is from whenever you guys used to talk about it, but it's some body, I'm guessing they're learning English, trying to pronounce it.
Wait, I'm going to stop right there. Is it hot in Topeka?
Yes.
Hot in Topeka.
That's it. Every time you guys say it, I have to say Topeka like that.
Ed Carter, that is from a cartoon. That is from a cartoon. Look up that episode. It's
Blue's Imaginary Friends.
And he's watching.
I used to watch that all the time as a kid.
It's from that. He's watching a weather forecaster. And then he goes, it's going to be rainy in Spokane. And it's a hilarious episode.
By the way, the show is actually called Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
I knew it. It's that little blue guy.
Yeah.
It's the little blue guy. It's hot in
Topeka.
Oh, it makes me so happy. Let's go to John in Platte City. Hi, John.
Hello. Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I wanted to, my grievance was about TV series.
Okay.
You know, you get these TV series and they're great. Then all of a sudden they end, they tell you it's going to be 3 years before the next one comes out. And
John, Yellowstone's the worst.
I don't know if I'm going to be around by then or see the actors come back on and they're old. But it's just, it bugs me to be able to, those series. I love them, but it just takes too long.
You know, John, thank you for the call and thank you for the grievance. Do you know what I did this week? You're not going to believe this, Sam.
What'd you do?
I restarted from episode one.
Yellowstone?
Ted Lasso.
Oh, totally worth it. I've watched that like 3 times now.
If you are looking and you're scrolling and you're like, Menendez brothers murders, no. I accidentally killed my father, no. Haunted death serial killers, no. Go back and watch Ted Lasso. It is a gift now. It was a gift then. It will continue to be a gift for as long as I am on this earth. Just the first episode of season one, you will smile, you will laugh. He's obviously, Beard is wearing a Kansas City hat right out of the gate. He's wearing like a barbecue hat.
Oh, yeah, the Kansas City references are crazy in that show.
And it's just delightful, and it's easy.
Now, there are 2 shows on Apple TV that my girlfriend and I have been, well, not binge watching, because they're one of those where, like, new episodes come out on Wednesdays. Have you seen Bad Monkey?
Okay, what is that? I keep seeing it, and I scroll past it every time.
Well, if I tell you what it is, it gives away the first couple of episodes.
Is it really about a monkey?
There is a monkey in the show, but it's not about a monkey.
Okay, then I want to turn and ask you about something. What's the new Brad Pitt, George Clooney thing called Wolves?
I've not seen that.
I think it's about hitmen, and I scrolled last night. I go, ooh.
There is a spy show called Slow Horses that has been on the recommended list lately.
Bad monkey, slow
that.
Horses, and wolves. Everything yeah. we just said has an animal in it.
That's right.
I'm in. Let's go to Joni, if you can do it quickly. We're against the break in North Kansas City. Go ahead.
Hi, Dana. My grievance.
Keep it clean, Joni.
I'm trying. With a billboard on I-35 South going out of downtown.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm mad because of the billboard or because I laughed so hard I almost wrecked my car. It is for a laser hair removal clinic, and the only artwork on it is a hairless cat.
Joni, I've seen that billboard, and I think you should just be, like, it's just, let's all do a collective nod to whatever ad agency that came up with that. You know, some of us don't want to shave under our arms. We'll just leave it at that. I thought it was very, very creative. Real quick, John in Martin City. Hi, John.
How are we doing, everybody?
So good. Go ahead.
Well, I was actually calling in with a gratitude. I've been listening to you talk about this new winery over in Martin City for the weekend. One of my friends actually recommended to us. We stopped by, and I will say that usually when I hear about recommendations, I'm thoroughly disappointed in the way it turns out.
But
it's a pretty sweet place over there. I don't know if you've been there yet, but...
John, I've been there 5,000 times.
I mean, they have, like, a whole outside area. They just redid, like, this greenhouse. It's got a sweet bar. I mean, it's cool. But you would never know it was there driving by. So
it's absolutely stunning. John, I'm telling you, I keep joking it's my happy place. I've been there so often that they reached out to me and they're like, do you want to talk about us on the radio? That's how peaceful that
place is. How much did you pay him to make this call?
I did not pay him to make that call. And like in the ad, just like pull back the curtain a little bit, it doesn't say Martin City. And I don't want to scare people off because you think, oh, Martin City, that sounds far away. No, it's like 135th and State Line, basically. You do have to drive by that Walmart that I hate. But outside of that, it is the most peaceful place I have ever been.
Just east of 135th Street.
Have you just
ever
been around anyone who knows how to plant flowers? I mean, it's like that where there's just the pots of flowers.
A horticulturist?
It's a nursery.
Yeah.
It's a garden center nursery. So,
right.
But stunning layout and, oh, gosh, there's music in there. Yeah. I need that after this week. I need it after this week.
Is that where you're headed tonight?
Yeah, the wine part of the Rosehill Winery makes me very happy.
By the way, we've gotten two other recommendations on the text line for Bad Monkey.
Tell me.
It's Vince Vaughn, by the way. He is the lead
actor.
You
know, I haven't seen him since True Detective. I don't know where he went after True Detective.
It's the perfect role for him, as they say on the text line.
Bad Monkey.
Check it out.
Bad Monkey. All right. We have one line open if you want it, and we are winding down the Festivus Friday festivities. 913-586-7798. Back with much more straight ahead. Never really understood this song.
Well, would you look at that? We've got a line open. And one more segment on this week's rendition of Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. 913-586-7798. Get your grieve on.
Let's go to Hannah in Kansas City. Hello, Hannah.
Hello, how are you today?
Hi, I'm so good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. I have gratitude. I was just going to say thank you to, really and truly, it seems like all of the on-air personalities throughout Kansas City and most of the Kansas Cityans that I know, and I've lived here my entire life, 47 years. Everybody, for the most part, is just absolutely wonderful, gracious, kind, really great to their fellow human being. And so I'm really grateful for that. I've been through a lot of hard times, and just being able to talk to other people and to, even just like with you, I don't know you personally, but, you know, just having you be positive on the radio really helps every day a lot of people. So, yeah.
Hey, you know what? We try, Hannah. We don't always hit the mark, but we do try, and that is just really lovely that you called to share that. I really, really appreciate that. Because, look, we all have crap in our lives, right? Everybody listening, ain't nobody got that white picket fence. You know you don't. And if we can do just the smallest thing to make somebody's day brighter, it that is so lovely to my heart. And so thank you for the call, truly. Let's go to Suzanne in Lawrence, my favorite town. Hi, Suzanne, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
So good, how are you?
I am doing awesome. Thank you for taking my call.
Always, go ahead.
So my grievance is with, I have just recently moved up to middle class America.
Okay.
And I am so boring. I can't go out with friends anymore. I am the most boring person. I would like to go back to being poor, please.
Okay. Now, explain, what is middle class? And I don't need the amount of money at all, Suzanne, but like, what was it about that jump for you, whatever that means, that has made life more difficult?
Well, I did get a better job, but that became more hours.
Yep.
And so I don't get to see my friends at all anymore.
Oh.
And they are all going out doing fun things. And I'm like, hey, you know, I'm at work. I am lame as Robla right now. I am just awful.
But you are moving on up.
I'm moving on up. I'm going to stay right where I'm at, probably. I don't see myself getting rich anytime soon, but I'm moving up.
Suzanne, thank you for the call. My favorite town.
Not with that attitude.
Moving on up. Yeah, it is more, Sam. It is more.
I was
talking to my daughter about this today. Like, certain things about managing your life are easier when there is less. Period.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. I mean, when the more money you have, the more problems you have. You just have more money while you're dealing with those problems. And then there's people that have the philosophy of like, yeah, I cry myself to sleep, but it's really comfortable in my Lamborghini. And,
right. Or what's that like, I don't know, meme or whatever say that like, they say money doesn't buy you happiness, but have you ever seen anyone frowning on a jet ski?
Exactly.
It's actually really, really true. So let's remind everyone, if you want to join us, for $50 if you want to play, but it is only $10 if you want to spectate. How do people sign up for the Cornhole Tournament, Sam?
Go to KMBZ.com. There should be a link right there on the front page. If there is not, click on the Events tab. It is called Tossin' for Tails, the Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament this year. I almost pulled a
is
Parks and said, tournament? I almost did it. Did you catch me? It's $50 for a team of two. We are only allowing 100 teams this year. Spots are filling up fast, so make sure to sign up. $50 for a team of two, $10 for the spectator pass. All of the proceeds go to KC Pet Project. That is coming up on October 19th, so we're only 15 days away.
We have one line open and time for one more grievance if you want it. 913-586-7798. If no one calls, I'm going to sing my favorite Taylor Swift song.
In the meantime, from the text line, because please don't start.
Oh, no,
then
I'm
I
doing
will
it.
Have a grievance.
I'm doing it!
My grievance, and this is a traffic grievance, is when people take it upon themselves to cut you off and slam on their brakes when they see you driving faster than others around you while you're trying to hurry to the hospital because your child has been taken there by ambulance with a life-threatening condition.
Oh, okay.
Not everyone that's in a hurry is trying to be a jerk.
I was today, I'm not going to lie.
And
I wasn't trying to be a jerk, but I zipper merged in a fashion that people who don't understand the zipper merge would have had a problem with. Where I went all the way to the front of the line. I'm like, why are all these people stalled here when there is a wide open lane that you are supposed to be using for the zipper merge? I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just trying to use that lane as it was intended to be used.
Wait, was it right here on Shawnee Mission Parkway?
Yeah.
Because I did that too, and the guy followed me all the way into the parking lot.
I know. And you know what?
And that
I'm
not
okay. Trying,
don't do that.
Okay, first of all, that should be a felony. I'm not trying. Go ahead, Ryan. Ryan and KCK, why would you not want to hear me sing?
Oh, well, I would actually love to hear you sing, just not T. Swift.
Do you have a grievance?
I'm going to go to my six-year-old daughter's soccer practice, and then I'm going to go get scared the heck out of at XLKC, and we'll see if I live through tomorrow.
Is that the haunted house? Is that where you're going, Ryan?
The Haunted Trail.
Where is that? I don't even know what this is.
The end of Loring Road in Bonner Springs, Kansas.
Oh, hell no. At night outside?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Meet me out there.
Ryan, I'm going to be on my second glass of wine by the time you're running for your life in some dark alley in Bonner. And I love Bonner, but you do you, buddy. You do you. Drowning in a blue now.
I thought we weren't going to do
downtown
that.
Lights. It's 5:56. I'm out. I'm done.
We're almost there.
No, I'm done.
The music's going to start in
a I'll very sing. Short I told time. You I would sing.
Well, that's not the song. Whatever I you wish, were just singing.
I wish I could play you the video that I just sent Scott Parks. He will be back on Monday.
He will.
I cannot send you the video because it's full of very funny things and some words that cannot be said on the radio. But he, you know, I just said, look, the next time you go to town, if it was not during the playoffs, that'd be great.
He deserves vacation, too.
I know he does.
He doesn't take a whole lot of time
off. I
would
just prefer it when we're not opposite the Royals.
Well, you know.
All week. And I want to watch the game.
when the boys in blue are playing well, you know, baseball in October,
I'm
baby.
I'm so nervous, but let's not be. What a great week to be in Kansas City straight ahead, you guys. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe, be well, be good, and we will be back here on Monday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.